This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. My guest today combines two of his loves, music and nature, to present unique concerts outdoors. Pianist Hunter Nowak is taking time out to talk with me during his tour in a landscape, Classical Music in the Wild, which since 2016 has presented 305 concerts in Oregon, Washington, Montana, Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, California, New York, and Canada to over 75,000 people. His current tour has stops in Oregon and California. In fact, he's calling us today from Sea Ranch in Northern California, where he has a concert. Welcome, Hunter.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
So I gave a little brief overview there, but describe the history of this concert series, starting with what sparked the idea for you.
Yeah, so you hit on it. I mean, at the beginning, it was really a combination of the two things that I love most, classical piano and being in the great outdoors. The kind of thematic inspiration of the program comes from the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, which was a government stimulus plan during the Great Depression of the 1930s. And specifically, there was a federal music and theater project which presented thousands of free concerts and plays, many of them outdoors in public lands. And what I love about this was that, for one, that the arts were a big part of a government stimulus plan, which I think signaled to the American people that the arts are, in fact, as important to the overall health of our society, as important as things like roads and schools. And I also love that it brought the fine arts out of the spaces that can sometimes feel exclusive or uncomfortable and into what I believe are our most democratic spaces, which are our public lands and our parks.
That's a beautiful concept. I love that. I'm wondering where you grew up and if your interest in nature and music evolved side by side or if they sort of meshed together later.
Yeah, they definitely grew. I grew up with them side by side. I grew up in a small town in central Oregon called Sun River, spent a lot of time outdoors hunting and fishing and kayaking with my parents, but all the while playing music. When I was 4 years old, I started piano. My mother, who's also a pianist, taught me. And so I always kind of wanted to be a concert pianist. And when I finished school, I was sort of thinking, okay, what am I going to do with my life? And I knew I had just done a backpacking trip through Yosemite with the Sierra Club, and I knew that I wanted to spend more time outdoors. And so I had heard about this opera production called Invisible Cities in Los Angeles, where they used wireless headphones to kind of bring concert hall quality sound into an unusual space. In their case, Union Station in Los Angeles. And so I wrote a grant to try that concept, try using that technology outside. So we give the audience wireless headphones so they can listen to the live music, wander, and explore the landscape with the music as a soundtrack.
Do you have a sense of your audience? If you're bringing your music to new audiences that are more comfortable outdoors, or if you're sort of expanding the experience of typical classical music fans?
Absolutely. It's kind of both. For about one-third of our audience, the In a Landscape concert is their very first experience with live classical music. But we also have a lot of classical music lovers who are excited to have a reason to travel and explore landscapes that they otherwise might not. But yeah, I think the greatest appeal is to those who are looking for a beautiful experience in the great outdoors, in nature. The most common feedback is that this experience in some way is healing. It's very different from the feedback that I would get in a normal concert hall experience, where people, have these relationships with and these experiences with just the music. But there's something magical that happens when we're in nature and everything is constantly changing, the lights, the sounds, the smells. People's senses are much more activated and heightened, and so it has this kind of magical effect when combined with live classical music with these great works of beauty. And so it's really like as much a pleasure for me to perform every concert as I think it is for people to get to experience this great music in these inspiring landscapes.
That's interesting, right? Your senses would be heightened just being outdoors, outside the four walls we're used to in the typical day. So speaking of sights and sounds, so you're getting a 9-foot grand piano into all kinds of different settings. What are the logistics like? And are there any places that have been especially tricky to get into with your instrument and gear?
Yeah, definitely. So typically it would take three professional movers to move this 1,000-pound 9-foot Steinway. We've developed a kind of a custom trailer that transforms into a stage. So we're able to bring this instrument and all of our equipment to almost anywhere that a 4x4 vehicle can go. We've gone to the top of Mount Bachelor. We played in 110 degrees in the desert. We've also done concerts in -2 degrees in Big Sky, Montana, in the snow. I really like taking this instrument to places that are kind of surprising and where people, when they roll up, they think, wow, how did you get a 9-foot Steinway here? That's part of the fun of it. We also, I think it's a testament to the piano. It's a 1912 Steinway Model D. It's the same model of Steinway that's in Carnegie Hall and in most major halls around the world. And these instruments are really built to, they're built to tour. And so this is a great example of that technology and that instrument.
When you're on tour, do you travel with a piano tuner?
We usually hire local piano tuners. We have a team of 6 that travels, kind of help execute and produce the shows. But piano technicians we usually try to source locally.
My guest is Hunter Nowak, who's in the middle of his outdoor concert series, In a Landscape, Classical Music in the Wild. You're listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. Hunter, where would you like to give a concert that you haven't yet?
Ooh, tough one. We've gotten to play in some magical spots like Yosemite National Park in the Valley, Joshua Tree National Park. But I find that some of the most meaningful experiences are not in the celebrity locations. They're in like the county parks, the parks where people go regularly and they have like these relationships with the spaces. And a huge part of the fun of this program is like going into a place and learning from the people that are there, like what is their favorite place to bring a picnic or to go fishing or where would be like the most fun place to hear music. And so, every place has a story and has magic and has potential. And I tend to fall in love easily. Every place we go, I just want to stay there and live forever. So there isn't one particular place that comes to mind. I guess I would love to play in all of the national parks. And I would really love to be able to have a floating stage so that we could play on bodies of water and have people out there kayaking and on the water experiencing the music.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah, so you're not only just beckoning people to new dramatic landscapes maybe they haven't explored, but you're actually bringing it to their comfort zones where they might be, recreating on the lake or something or in their local park.
Yeah, that's right. And for, a lot of, about 75% of our concerts happen in rural areas. And there are a lot of classical music lovers that don't, that aren't going to travel 3, 4, 5 hours to go to a city to see some classical music event. And there's also like a lot of people that just, they don't have the same easy access to the performing arts. And so a big part of the feeling is to create events as much for the people that are local to the areas in which we're performing as it is for people, to use as a travel destination in it. And so it's at every concert, it's about a 50-50 mix of locals and people that are traveling more than 50 miles to attend, which creates this, like, it's not often that we have people from rural and urban areas coming together like around something that's celebratory and where that's really feels like a uniting activity, like a shared appreciation for the landscape, for the history and the culture. And so it's really great to be kind of in the middle of this mix
You're sort of mashing up audiences. I love that. And in the same way that we hear about food deserts, there can kind of be concert deserts too. So it's more inclusive when you go out to the rural areas. In these concerts, you play some of the piano repertoire people might expect, Debussy, Chopin, but you also have guest musicians and vocalists, and you don't stick with just classical European composers. Describe for us the range of genres and moods you're currently exploring.
Yeah, so in a typical program, I play music that spans about 300 years. So we've got some Baroque, some classical, romantic, contemporary. I like to choose music that, for the piano, that is generally under 10 minutes. And I like to program music that has some sort of story or that's just beautiful. And I talk a little bit between each piece. There are some pieces that are more spacious that I feel like are better for wandering. Others where I will invite people up onto the stage to listen to the music from underneath the piano. There's a piece by Debussy called Reflections in the Water, where I'll ask if we're near a body of water, I'll ask people to actually go stick their feet in the water and, like, you know, watch visually what's happening in the water and see how Debussy tried to kind of elicit that visual through the notes that he wrote. Mm. And for the guest artists, I like to have people that are generally not classical musicians, people that have some connection with the landscape. Often it's local singers, or we work with this Grammy-winning Native American flutist, James Edmund Greeley from Warm Springs Reservation. We've also worked with dancers, visual artists, poets. Several of Oregon poet laureates have been a part of shows. And in those cases, we get to actually collaborate and figure out what music would be interesting or evoke something in particular about this landscape. And so those can be some of the most kind of rewarding collaborations when it's focused on a particular site.
Yeah. We have an example of that. Let's hear a clip from Fare Thee Well. And this was recorded live at Wallawa Lake Lodge in Joseph, Oregon.
If I had wings like Noah's dove, I'd fly up the river to the man I love. Fare thee well, oh honey, fare thee well.
That was Fare Thee Well, a clip from Fare Thee Well from the CD Hunter Nowak and Friends in a Landscape Live. Who was that vocalist? Who else was accompanying there?
That's May Arden, a phenomenal singer and guitar player who recorded an album there in Joseph, Oregon. And so I invited her out to come back and perform at Wallawa Lake Lodge. This folk song, it's sometimes referred to as Dink's song. That's one of my favorite songs of all time since I first heard May Arden sing it. And so it was just so much fun to get to play that with her and put it together there on the lawn.
All right. In the minute or so that we have left, why don't you tell us some of your upcoming dates in the region and where people can find tickets?
Yeah. So you can find tickets at inalandscape.org. And we will be, our next stop is Applegate Lake this Friday. And then we go up to Warm Springs Reservation to Kaneda Resort. Then we have a couple of concerts in Central Oregon, Black Butte Ranch, Prineville, then out to the Alvord Desert, and on to Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, circling back into Washington. We're doing 49 concerts this season, and we're just getting rolling here in California. So we'll be on tour kind of off and on through September.
Okay. Hunter, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
My guest was classical pianist Hunter Nowak, calling us from on location in Northern California, Sea Ranch. He's currently on tour in the region with In a Landscape, Classical Music in the Wild. This is The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney.